This is you.
K-U-T.
K-U-T, Austin.
Stop.
I'm Jennifer Staten. Texas will be cleaning up and rebuilding from Hurricane Harvey for a long time. And Hurricane Irma is getting ready to hit Florida hard. When a natural disaster strikes, many people have an immediate urge to help. But as the waters and news coverage subside, so can attention. Or people just get tapped out with how much they can give. Unfortunately, that often happens just as the long-term impacts and needs from a disaster are becoming clearer. I talked this week with Celeste Flores, who's executive director of I Live Here, I Give Here in Austin. They connect people with organizations that need support. We talked first about how giving after a natural disaster differs vastly from a regular giving cycle.
An organization in a normal situation, how they avoid donor fatigue is when they really build a relationship with the donor. There's timed communications. They're not always in emergency mode asking for money. But unfortunately, this is a situation we have. And this is the need is immediate and severe. Long term, organizations want to have strategic asks to donors. But in this situation, I think it's going to be really important for donors to seek, but also nonprofits and organizations to share the stories of impact to keep people engaged, how you were able to help and with your current gift. They say the number one reason people don't give is because they're not asked, but the number one reason people experience donor fatigue or leave an organization is how they're treated by the organization. And I think it just comes down to communication.
Are people usually more interested in giving money or time or supplies after a natural disaster?
It's all of the above. Disaster like that, like this, resonates with everyone because it could be you. It could be anybody. It's not a particular type of person. It's a whole community can be affected. Money, of course, donations are the most malleable item right now for an organization, a nonprofit. They are able to use that money to get exactly what they need. Down the road, more calls to action for specific items is going to be necessary. So I think it's, people wanting to naturally help, but I think it's doing it responsibly. Money is really important. If you don't have money to give, or you don't think you have the money to give, it's really working off a specific list that an organization is giving you of what they need. It's not really a time, unfortunately, to clean out the closets, right? And you think that someone has lost everything, and they have, but they need different things at different stages of the recovery.
It seems like that after a natural disaster, especially, people want to give material and supplies that they can see sort of the immediate impact of that.
You naturally want to help your neighbor, and you feel like you're helping your neighbor, even if this is somebody who is, in five counties away. You feel like you're helping a family that could be just like you. I get that. But I think it is understanding that there's mechanisms and systems in place to provide widespread support. I think people are getting a little frustrated because plans change, where people are being put changes. What people need is changing daily. The organizations are providing disaster relief. They put lists up, but they are changing it every day, all day, because those needs change so much. So I just think it's important for us when we're ready to give, it's making sure that we're using vetted lists and we're doing what we can. But even if it's a small dollar amount, knowing an organization can make it stretch.
What do you say to people who say, well, I want to give money, but I don't really know where this money goes? Or how do I know that this money is going to what the organization says it's going towards?
I know it's a trust issue because giving dollars and giving money is such a personal thing. But as a donor, do your homework. Look up the organization, read information about the organization. But then there's all sorts of federal records that are on each of the nonprofit organizations providing support.
When a big disaster hits, like Hurricane Harvey and like Irma is now coming, we'll often get reminders from people who advocate for groups who are in need all of the time. Mm-hmm. For example, people who advocate for those who are homeless, or people who advocate for those who are hungry. After a natural disaster, do we see giving just increase generally, or is giving redirected from sort of established causes that we know towards specific events.
It's important for the donor community to understand the organizations that they are already supporting, really, that they have relationships with, still need that because they are part of the end game. They are part of the long process. So an organization that you support may not be providing immediate disaster relief, but down the road, they might be providing educational opportunities, outlets for creativity, educational needs, housing, healthcare, mental health. So those organizations still need to be very viable and a very sustainable community to support all these people throughout, because we're receiving people from Houston. So our organizations are going to be providing those services as well.
Celeste Flores is Executive Director of I Live Here, I Give Here, here in Austin. Celeste, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can keep up with information about Hurricanes Harvey and Irma and ways to help at KUT.org. I'm Jennifer Staton, KUT News.